This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the third India-Nordic summit in Oslo this afternoon. The Prime Ministers of Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Finland and Denmark will also be taking part in the summit. This summit will build upon the increased sectoral cooperation between India and the Nordic countries since the previous summit held in Copenhagen in Denmark in 2022. The areas in focus are tech and innovation, sustainability, renewable energy and digitization. With trade and economic partnership agreement in force, the summit will try to forge deeper trade and investment linkages. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Iceland, Kristrún Mjög Frostadóttir. Prime Minister Modi reached Norway yesterday after completing his visit to UAE, the Netherlands and Sweden. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
The Nordic countries generate over 90% of their electricity from fossil-free sources. India has its own ambitious green transition goals, so it would help in harnessing renewable energy sources like wind, hydropower, biomass, geothermal with the help of their expertise. The most concrete step taken towards the collaboration was yesterday when India-Norway relations were upgraded to green strategic partnership. It will help Norwegian companies to innovate and invest in sectors like green hydrogen, blue economy and circular economy. India will also be participating in Nor Shipping 2027 with an India pavilion. This will ensure knowledge sharing in shipbuilding and also green shipping. Today's third India-Nordic summit will definitely give an impetus to this collaboration on the green energy front. Sangeeta Godbole, Akashwani News, Oslo.
From Norway, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Italy today on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour. We have more from a correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is all set to arrive today in Italy for the final stop of his five-nation tour. And the visit is expected to give a fresh push to India-Italy's strategic ties across several important sectors. Collaborations related to trade, investment and industrial partnerships are likely to be announced as both countries are looking to strengthen their economic engagement and exploring new areas of cooperation. Trade ties that are already on strong footing are expected to grow even further after the high-level talks during the visit. Suparna Bhatia for Akashwani from Rome.
India and Sweden have emphasized that cooperation will define the pathway to shared prosperity and a sustainable future at a moment of global uncertainty. In an article written by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson, which was published in the National Daily today, it was highlighted that at a time of global uncertainty, energy insecurity and economic divisions, the world must choose between working alone or strengthening international partnerships. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today called for deeper collaboration between industry and government to advance ease of doing business, enhance India's competitiveness and accelerate the country's journey towards Viksit Bharat. The minister was speaking at the India Business Forum Reform Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Supreme Court has allowed euthanasia for rabid, incurably ill or demonstrably dangerous stray dogs for the first time, citing the need to protect human life and public safety. A bench comprising Justice Vikram Nath, Justice Sandeep Mehta and Justice N. V. Anjaria issued a series of directions aimed at addressing the growing stray dog population across the country. Meanwhile, the top court dismissed pleas seeking a recall of its earlier order on the relocation and sterilization of stray canines, as it observed that the right to live with dignity encompasses the right to move freely without the threat of harm from dog bite attacks. The IMD has issued a yellow warning for heat wave conditions in national capital for the next 3 days. In Uttar Pradesh, orange alert for heat wave to severe heat wave conditions has been issued again for the coming week. According to IMD, heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh for next 5 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices reversed their intraday gains and ended with marginal losses today. The Sensex dropped 114 points to close at 75,201. And in IPL cricket today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.